The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, many of us have great difficulty with that reading from the Gospel of Mark. Is it an insult to Mary the way what Jesus said in the Gospel this morning? And of course, it not really is. It also brings up the other question when we hear your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside looking for you. So how do we interpret brothers and sisters? And the explanation of that is that when people in those days lived in small villages or communities, and what we would call nowadays neighbours or distant cousins, in a small village and a small community, they were often referred to as brothers and sisters because of the close connection in the village. Maybe that's a nice way of looking at it. So it doesn't mean that Mary had other children. And number two, everybody, all of us, and some of us never find it, we're looking for an identity. And the question often arises, and we need to ask ourselves, who am I, really? Who am I? And we got to be sure in our own mind and in our own soul, really, our real identity. My true self, not my false self. And my real me, the real me, my true self, is I'm a child of God. Somebody that God had in mind from all eternity and will have in mind for all eternity. And so that's my real, true identity. But most of us strive all our lives to build up a sort of false identity by what we achieve or by what we do or by the people we know and so on. And that's why very often we attach ourselves to certain groups, either for good or for bad. So we have, you can see that happening all the time in around us and in society, where people looking for an identity, attach themselves maybe sometimes to the wrong kind of people. It happens very often among young people. It's the reason why people identify or become members of a gang. It gives them a kind of identity. Some people become members of certain groups because it gives them some kind of security. But our real security lies in being and acknowledging and coming to see that I am God's beloved child. I'm God's beloved daughter or God's beloved son. That is our real identity. And to try and believe that more and more every day, and for that to become part of our life, then we rise above what people say about us or think about us, because I know God loves me as I am, not as I want to be.